Our first public hearing, in fact, our only public hearing of the evening is subdivision 2013-14 Dozer LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 10.04 acres into 18 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone and being located north of Double Bridges Road, being Road 363, approximately 1,400 feet east of Parker House Road, being Road 362, and being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID District 134, map 19, and being a part of parcel 19. Gentlemen, for the record, the applicant did provide an exhibit booklet to us on March 31st of 2014. It was distributed to the commission, has been available for review in the file, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the Technical Advisory Committee report of February 17th of this year is a part of the record. Each of you have been provided a copy of that, and it's been in the file. That's all we've received to date.
All right, sir. We thank you. Before we get started, is anyone here with an interest in this application? The applicant apparently has some exhibits this evening that they're going to be showing. They are difficult for you to see from where you're sitting, so I will invite you to get up and take a close look. Just ask that you not have any conversation. Sure, right now if you want to. Just ask that you not have any conversation while you're up there, because we are going to go ahead with our public hearing, but you're certainly welcome to view the exhibits. And with that, the chair will recognize Mr. Dukes.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Harold Dukes, the law firm of Tull and Razor. And for the record, I am one of the investors and owners in this tract of land. The other investors are Wayne Lednum and his son Scott Lednum, and Mike, Mike's here. There are four of us purchased this property about 4 years ago, about 10 years ago. And in the course of events, we had planned to do a...
Excuse me, Mr. Dukes. Ladies and gentlemen, I did ask that we not have any conversation. If I can hear it, it's too loud. Okay? Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. In the course of events, we've decided we'd like to develop this into a single family residential community. It's 15 acres. We're looking for a minimum number of lots. There's a lot of open space in the area. It's got roads on two sides. It's served by the Sussex County Sewer Department. How we got into this development business was the sewer group came to us and they needed a site for a pump station. And in the course of events, we donated that site to the county, and were included in the sewer district when they laid their plans out. Over the years, we've kept the property in its state. We've done nothing to it, and now we'd like to go ahead and develop the lots and the plans you see. We have an engineer here that can go over the technical areas, and I suppose it's best to let him address everything.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. We have presented a book of exhibits for your review that I'm just going to briefly touch on and then address any questions that you may have regarding it. Tab 2 is, of course, a portion of your Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, future land use map, and this area, as you can see, is clearly mapped as a mixed residential area on your future land use map, and we believe, of course, that this project clearly fits within that definition. Tab 5 is the topographic and wetlands location survey of the property. We have had the wetlands that are predominantly on the western half of the property, field delineated by Ed Linnae at Environmental Resources Incorporated down in Sellerville. We will be submitting this to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers because the sanitary sewer connects connection point is actually at the west end of the project and running parallel to Double Bridges Road will be a series of sanitary sewer gravity-fed manholes that actually are going to be installed. The connection point is here. They're going to run alongside the road and ultimately serve the project. Other than the installation of central sewer, which is a fairly routine nationwide permit with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, there are no impacts to the regulated wetlands proposed with this project. Tab 6 is the FEMA flood insurance rate map for this area, clearly indicating the project is not part of a federally regulated floodplain. Tab 7 includes a description of the design elements and reduced copies of the preliminary subdivision plan itself for your review if you'd like a smaller version. And of course, we have should be a full-size copy in the back of each of your books. Tab 8 is our description of our compliance with Sussex County Chapter 99.9C related to the subdivision of land. And we believe the project is in compliance with your ordinance as described in that tab. Tab 10 is a series of proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval that we would ask you to consider as you make a ruling on this project. And tab 10 is a declaration of restrictions proposed for the project at this time. That concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to address any specific questions that the commission may have.
All right, sir. We thank you, and we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Dukes, Mr. Christianberry. I guess my first question would be for Mr. Christianberry, if you would be so kind.
Certainly.
I thought that I believe Mr. Dukes said it was 18 lots on 15 acres.
No, it's only 10 acres.
It is, as advertised, it is 10 acres, correct?
It is. What's happened is the western portion of the property has already been filed with Mr. Lank's office as a minor subdivision. So these five lettered parcels have already been approved by his office and by DLDOT. I think two of them have already been recorded. The other ones, I wanted to get sewer approval so that the sewer easements are appropriately located before we actually record the other three lots. Those are a separate application.
Right.
The remaining 10 acres are the subject of tonight's hearing.
Thank you. So what we're dealing with then is, as advertised, is the proposal to put 18 lots on 10 plus or minus acres in the environmentally sensitive overlay district.
That is correct.
Yes, sir. And in your tab 7, going from the proposed subdivision design.
Yes.
You mentioned about stormwater management that is anticipated. It's a combination of wet and perhaps some green technologies that you would work in there. Did you have a pre-application meeting with the Sussex Conservation District, or were you waiting to see?
I have met with them. We haven't done any detailed designs at this point. As you can imagine, that's a rather costly part of my work that we defer till after what preliminary approval is granted. But we did meet with them and discuss what opportunities there might be. Probably the best green technology BMPs would be grass filter strips coming from the road. You may have noticed on our application, they don't intend to use curb. They want to use open swales. And then there can be grass filter strips incorporated into that design. There may be an additional green technology BMP as it goes from the swales into the pond.
Right.
Ponds will certainly provide the volume now.
Kind of something like what you had in our exhibit book.
That's what we intend the project to look like. I'll go ahead and put that up for the benefit of those who don't have the books with them. This shows, of course, the whole area. Let me just kind of get a little closer. As I said, your comp plan identifies this as a mixed residential area, and clearly that is what this area includes. There's a lot of mixed residential, including on essentially every side of the project. There is some state land in the area, but there's residential on essentially every side. And then that's what's intended for the project.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want to get up and take a closer look, you're certainly welcome to do so.
As my understanding that in the environmentally sensitive development overlay district, in a cluster type development like this, there's not a we don't have to require a superiority of design for the
Yeah, technically this is not a cluster. It's very similar to a cluster, but you are correct. There's not a standard that the cluster specifies a standard lot design versus superior design cluster. The environmentally sensitive development overlay district, I believe, predates the clustering ordinance. Is that correct, Lawrence?
I'd have to look at my regulations.
I think it predates it, but it did not have that language included in the ESDOZ portion of the ordinance.
And you pointed out with your laser pointer where your central sewer connection would come in through the previously approved over-the-counter.
There's an existing
lots. Yes, sir.
Connection point.
Yes.
And in order for those five lots to have any kind of, a building permit pulled, we do need to extend sewer from them. And as those five lots are being sewered, there'll be an extension to the southwest corner of the lots in this major subdivision.
But In your tab 7, number 2,
yes.
Water supply says individual wells are anticipated for the lots in the project.
Yes. They are anticipated. We have talked to Artesian and Tidewater. They don't have infrastructure in the immediate vicinity. We do understand that is likely to increase the building setbacks, and that's the state fire marshal requirement. I don't believe that's in the county's code, but it is a requirement of the state fire marshal that there be an increased setback when there's not central fire protection water.
And what would your fallback plan be for this subdivision if the individual wells were not permitted in this?
If individual wells weren't permitted, is there contamination? I haven't been advised of during the TAC process.
The concern is that under the ESDDOC, to get to 7,500 square feet, you have to have central water and central sewer.
Fallback position could be to put in a central water system. That is rather costly for a project of this size. We certainly would prefer to not have to go in that direction. So does that mean that could the commission approve that as a waiver, or would that require a variance?
I don't think you can commission. I mean, because that's in the code.
That would require a variance?
We've never had that question before come up just because, I suppose you could. I have to be honest, but to get that type of subdivision, most folks usually either have central water or sewer, or they go for the larger lot size. Just never has come up before.
Certainly prefer to have central water, but it doesn't sound like the individual utility companies. It's typically water and sewer extended concurrently, along with growth. And I think this was an area where the county extended sewer without any provision for central water because the reasoning may have been failing septic systems, but I wasn't involved in the creation of this sewer district, so I'm not entirely sure what the rationale is.
But I thought I just heard you state that Artesian Tidewater did not have plans to bring central water in.
Artesian does have this. They have the CPCN for the property, so they do have the legal authority to bring water, but the cost to bring it in would be very exorbitant for these homes.
I can speak a little bit to that. I talked to Artesian people. Their engineers are looking over the site. The concept is they may put a central water system right there for this particular site and then fan it out later to the other people in the area. They're exploring that right now. There is central water closer than they actually thought the other day, so they're supposed to get back to us. So they're working on it with their engineers. They don't want us. They prefer us to have central water because they want to sell it to us, obviously. So they're working on it right now.
Well, I guess, Mr. Christenberry, I'll let you go on with if you have anything else for your presentation. I think as stated by Mr. Robertson, for us to review this subdivision based on what we have in front of us, indicating private individual lots. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions at this time.
Okay, we'll go to Mr. Ross. I was just the remaining forest land is going to be an open space, and I noticed there's a good bit of forest land adjoining the property. Is this just natural growth, or was it planted as planted trees, or are there any plans to harvest those trees? You're allowed silviculture under the wetlands rules, and so I'm just wondering, what are there any plans to harvest or manage that forest?
This was a cut-over farm timberland.
So just naturally.
And we prefer to keep as much of the growth there. We have no intention of harvesting the trees at all, because the neighborhood pretty much is the way you see it. It's just this particular area that was a field. It's a farm field. There's literally no trees to be removed in the area that where the houses are planted.
Right. And so if it was approved, the HOA, this would just be part of the HOA open space area?
Yes.
And the drainage there, Mr. Christenberry, I see the stormwater ponds are on the left side as I'm looking at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I presume the drainage goes towards that forested land?
The drainage actually goes into the Del Lot right away. I mean, there's sheet flow into the forested area, but there's also sheet flow into the Del Lot right away.
And then that has access to additional drainage down the roadway, or
there are some pipes under double bridges
and crosses. Yeah. Got you. Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Answer, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Christenberry, looking at the plus comments. Oh, not excuse me. Not plus tech comments.
Yes.
There was reference in there from concern about the TMDLs, and the reference that you were going to use as part of the stormwater management using the wetlands?
I continue to be amazed, Mr. Johnson, that a DENREC staffer can read a plan and not understand what a wetlands line is versus a stormwater management feature. There are no stormwater management features proposed within the regulated wetlands on this property. It's a common mistake because they don't seem interested in actually paying attention, quite frankly, to the details that are on a plan.
So you're saying that there's not going to be any stormwater management runoff into the wetlands?
Would there be an outfall into the wetlands? Yeah. Possibly. But the way they worded their comment, the one that probably shocked you, should have, was that the stormwater management features would be constructed within the wetlands. I would like to know what on this plan led them to believe that, because nothing I'm identifying as stormwater management crosses the regulated line. And again, this is not unusual for them,
sure.
But if there's something on the plan that I drew up that violates that, please draw it to my attention, and I'd certainly like to correct my plan.
Well, I was kind of surprised, too, when I read that comment. And
I not as surprised as I was.
Well, the other surprising one was when they talked about, they didn't see the 20-foot forested buffer on your plan, and it's clearly delineated on your plan.
Well, you have a revised plan in front of you now.
Exactly.
There was a dimension that wasn't probably as clear. I think it was actually your counsel that asked me to clarify it. It was there, but it wasn't labeled as clearly as it is now.
Okay, so that's why they missed that.
Perhaps.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton. Mr. Johnson cleared up my question. Thank you.
Okay. All right, then. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel, have any comments or questions?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Christenberry. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. I think there might be one or two. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision? Subdivision number 2013-14, Dozer LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2013-14? Okay, is there anyone that would just like to speak? There we go. Okay. Well, we'll start with the lady right here, and then we'll go to this other side. Thank you. You've all been very patient, and now's your time.
This may have already been reviewed, but what's the square footage per lot?
believe it's 7,500 square feet.
Well, that's the minimum.
Well, that's the minimum.
That's the minimal for having a well.
I'm sorry, that is what the minimum is.
Need to introduce yourself.
We need your name.
I need you to introduce yourself for the record, please.
Kathleen Jacobs.
Okay, thank you.
Some are 7,500. They run up anywhere from that to 10 or 11,000 square feet.
So the lot sizes vary?
Yeah. It looks like most of them around between 75 and 8,000 square feet. And then there's one that's 8,200, one that's 9,200, one that's 10,000, and then one in the back corner that's 11,000.
Based on that, what size homes would be permitted?
The code really doesn't talk about specific sizes. It's more just what's within the setbacks.
Height restrictions, anything like that?
Well, there's the county's height restriction, which on this would be just the regular 42 feet.
Okay. The entryway, it's off of Double Bridges?
Yes, ma'am.
That's my major concern. I'm right on Double Bridges, and the amount of accidents, bicyclists that are on that road, which is a separate issue. I don't know why the county has that as an alternate 54 for bicyclists. There's no shoulder, but the accident ratio on that road is high, and that concerns me.
Just to be clear, that's DLDOT that determines that.
Gotcha. The buffer zone or the forest area that's listed is like A, B, C, D, E, which is separate, but I guess it's all part of the lot, but it's not asked to be zoned right now. Is that intended to be developed?
I think what was stated on the record was A, B, C, D, and E were separate from this application. They've already been deeded out separately. The buffer zone is a 20-foot zone that runs around the entire perimeter of the property, and that's sort of behind A, B, C, and D is a little part of it, and then the buffer runs all the way around where the lots are, too.
The entryway and the street width, do you know what that is? And is it for all street parking, or is it?
The streets are going to have to be designed to Sussex County street design standards engineering, and they're showing 50-foot right-of-ways.
The narrower the road, the bigger the properties and the lots, that's all. I just was curious.
No, it has really not much to do with that.
Okay.
And they're all going to have the required off-street parking for two per unit.
What percentage of that property is green?
What percentage is green?
Yeah, out of all, like, is it all lots, or is there any, like, natural area, or is it just kind of house? That's what it looks
we could
like.
Ask Mr. Christenberry that question, Mr. Chairman, if you want.
Mr. Christenberry, would you maybe respond or perhaps point to an exhibit that might depict?
I have a copy of that same plan. I can fold out for it.
And let's not get into a discussion, you know. We don't have, like, question and answer. Right. Try to provide information.
You can ask me all the questions you want.
Those five parcels are each going to have a single home. This area here is open space that's going to remain undisturbed and remain forested. There'll be a 20-foot buffer around the perimeter of the lot and areas that will either be existing trees in some cases, particularly along the eastern property line, and planted trees in the areas where there are no existing trees. The open space total area of the major subdivision, which is this area here, is 10 acres. Mm-hmm. The open space, which does include the stormwater management areas, is 5.7 acres. So it's about 57% space.
It's indicated that parcel CD, A, B, C, D, E will each have a house each on each lot. What size are those lots? I know it's separate from here, but it was brought up.
It's not really the subject of tonight's application, but the minimum size the county requires is 3/4 acre, and they were not labeled on these plans because these plans are not relevant.
Ma'am, those lots really aren't involved in our discussion.
It was mentioned there would be a house on each, so I thought I would expand on the comment that
trying
was
to be helpful, but
made.
As far as what size they're significantly larger than the 3/4 acre minimum size.
Okay, we're kind of getting into the discussion
Thanks,
area
Mr.
here,
Mr.
guys. So you've answered the question. If you
want
to take a seat, ma'am, what's next?
I'm done.
She had one question. I looked it up in the restrictive covenant. You made reference to the square footage of the house.
Correct.
Okay. The decoration restriction that they proposed, reference to a 1,225 square foot for a single-story structure, and a 1750 square foot for a two-story structure, and that is exclusive of basement, screened and open porches, garage, breezeways, and carports. So that's the living space.
Gotcha. Thank you for your time.
Okay, we thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am, come on up. If you would, Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Okay, I'm Anna Petrucci. I live in Malcolm's Manor.
Okay.
And I understand that they want to go through my property and my next-door neighbors for putting the sewer into that lot behind us, which
The applicant is indicating that is not the case.
I have it, and the sewer commission said, well, this came from the sewer commission yesterday.
Ma'am,
my husband got it.
Would you show that to our council here, and we'll see what that's all about.
Okay.
They want to come into our area with this, and here's our house right here. And they want to put the sewer from, I guess, this junction right into this.
Okay, where, orient me on this.
Okay, I'm
on, to where, this
I'm
is.
I'm in Malcolm's Manor.
Right.
Okay, I'm along the back end. This is their property.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm number 7, lot number 7.
Okay. Well, the first, who drew the red lines in?
The man from the.
From
the
county
school.
Engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would say is that, you know, they're not going to be able to do that without you granting an easement. But the second thing is, on this is the pump station right here,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is here, and they're going to serve this from that pump station. They're not
going
to run all over.
Now,
yeah.
He's saying, no, that's what I thought, that they should go down Double
okay.
Bridge Road, not through my property.
Okay, okay.
Well, they're not. They can't go through your property if you don't let them.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you that. That much I do know. Okay, you're certainly welcome. Sir, you're going to speak. You got to come up here and give me your name.
Okay. I'm Joe Petrucci.
Okay.
My wife got up and started running up here before I had a chance to talk to her.
My wife does the same thing.
Yeah, well, they all
I can't
do
anything with her.
My concern, where is the sewer coming into that development? Is it going to come in off of Double Bridge Road?
Go ahead. You may answer. Yeah.
It's actually already on Double Bridges Road.
Yeah,
this
but it's
is,
not.
This is the project.
He's going to show you.
And that's the pump station that the county built.
Right, right.
And they ran a sewer main all the way to here. And they actually already built a pipe onto the edge of
that
the project property. And these are all lands that are owned by the same developer.
Right.
So the sewer is going to run right along the edge of Double Bridges Road all the way to the property. It's not going to cross. So the only people whose properties are going to be affected is Dozer LLC and the state of Delaware.
Okay, we had some information. I didn't know if it was true.
It's related to a different project.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
right,
I was concerned.
Thank
because
you very
I
much.
I know the sewer stopped not far from the pumping station, but I didn't know that they had already put on that problem.
Already interrupted.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. All right, anyone else wish to speak? And yes, ma'am, come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name's Mary Elizabeth Murray, and we own the property backing up to that. We have 3 acres.
Okay.
I am not opposed or disopposed to this whole thing, but I do have a question.
Okay. We'll see if I can get you an answer.
If you are having them put the central water in this development, does that mean we're going to have the central water, too, because we're backing up to them? No.
I don't think so.
Only if you grant.
Only if you want it.
Yeah.
Only if you want to do
it. I like our water.
So, well, if you like your water, I think you'll be allowed to keep it.
Okay.
Unlike your insurance, but you will be able to.
Okay. Yeah, really. My other question is this wetlands that you're talking about. Okay, before you all got it, someone else owned it, and they cut all the trees down. So the trees that are there now are newer trees, and that's the only thing that's bothering me is that it must not be wetlands and you can't touch because they did touch.
Well, just because somebody tells you you can't do something doesn't prevent some people from doing it anyway.
Exactly.
And suffering the consequences. So we really don't know what happened before.
Right.
We do know, because it's on the record, that this applicant has paid a third-party independent engineer to delineate, to draw a line showing where all the wetlands are, and they will have to abide by that.
Okay.
And if you see a violation, I would urge you to call the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, as I said, I am not opposing this. It's fine. I'd rather see that than a wall or short mark or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really important that those trees do have to be there because there is water buildup.
Well, I think that's something all of us can agree on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Just for a point of clarification, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
The reason I asked the question about the forestry activities is because silviculture, which is the growing and harvesting of trees, is permitted in wetlands. It's an exemption within the 404 Clean Water Act. So I was just curious as to whether that was going to continue to go on or if that was going to become part of the homeowners association, because people do get upset when trees are harvested, whether, you know, that's just a perception. So the fact that it's going to be part of the homeowners association would mean that those at least would not be in the future.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anything else? Anyone else on the commission have a comment or a question? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.